Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. I am Austin Hill. This is the Austin Hill in the Morning program. Weekdays, 6 till 8 Central Time, as we seek to be informative, challenging, hopeful, and helpful here at the start of your day. How's this for some very hopeful information? There is a nonprofit foundation that was put into place by a very wealthy business owner, originally from Canada, but went on to great success here in the United States. This nonprofit foundation not only is incredibly generous in terms of funding college and university aspirations of young people, they are now at the point of asking for applicants. What in the world is this about? Yes, you heard correctly. If you have a high schooler in your family, perhaps in your community, maybe even in your church for that matter, you need to listen up. My next guest is Nara Lee. She is the manager of recruitment strategy at what is known as the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. She joins us once again on the program. Nara Lee, welcome. Thanks very much for being here.
Thanks, Austin. Good morning.
Good morning. For those who are unfamiliar with the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, and indeed it is a very extraordinary story about this man's life and the foundation that remains, tell us a little bit about him and how this whole thing got started.
Sure. Well, Mr. Cook was very well known in sports circles because he owned several sports teams, like hockey teams, the LA Lakers at one point, and our own football team here in Washington, D.C. And he was very beloved in the community. But a lot of folks were very surprised when he passed away that he left his entire legacy to the establishment of the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, which he would not live to actually see. But in his final days, he was very passionate about supporting students like himself. He actually never graduated high school because he had to go to work to support his family. And of course, he went on to immense success, but he was someone who was not allergic to hard work. You know, he sold encyclopedias door to door. He started at a radio station, you know, and made his way up. And I think he wanted to leave a legacy to help those students who deserved to go to college, to deserve to have that social mobility for their families and their future and to engage in academics.
Quite an extraordinary story indeed. Since the passing of Mr. Cook back in the 1990s, almost 20 years ago now, this foundation has emerged, and I know there is has been in place for about 5 years now, the Young Scholars Program, as I understand it. Tell us what's going on here, Nara.
Yeah, so the Young Scholars Program has actually been around for almost 15 years, and it is one of our special programs because most students don't think about scholarships until senior year of high school, which is too late. I think there are a lot of opportunities for students to get started early and really understand how to fund college. And this program is special because we start in the middle school years. We actually look for high-performing students from low-income backgrounds who have financial need in the seventh grade. We ask them to apply in the seventh grade, and when they're accepted, we stay with them from eighth grade all the way to senior year of high school. And we fund their school activities, extracurricular activities, summer programs for 5 years. And then these students also go on to receive our college scholarship, which is up to $40,000 a year.
That's quite extraordinary. Nara Lee, she is the manager of recruitment strategy at the nonprofit Jack Kent Cook Foundation, headquartered in the Washington, D.C. area. Jack Kent Cook, a business owner who owned and operated several sports franchises here in the U.S., Los Angeles Lakers. He had a big portion of ownership in that, Washington Redskins, an entrepreneur in a variety of different ways. He left behind enormous wealth and had that designated to be given away charitably to cover the cost of college and university tuition for young students. What about the person, and this is a question, when I first learned of the foundation, Nora, back about 2 or 3 years ago now, one of the questions I had was, well, what happens if a student gets started at a college or university and they receive funding from the foundation for the first year, but then year number two comes up and the money is not there? Address that issue, if you would.
Sure. And I think that's something that a lot of families, you know, lower income and middle income families are facing. You know, a lot of these schools, they start doing what we call gapping, which is, you know, they give you a generous award the first year and then the second year it drops off a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful thing about our scholarship is, you know, the students who go through our programs, you know, our support is there. It's up to $40,000. We're a last dollar scholarship, which means our students all apply for financial aid and they get generous aid packages. But if there's a gap, then we can meet that gap. So if 1 year we're paying, you know, $10,000, the second year the student is gapped at a higher rate, then we can pay up to $20,000 or all the way up to $40,000 if needed.
That's very interesting. My understanding is, and I've had this reiterated, I think actually you told me this last time we talked, and I want to drive this point home for our listeners, but the Jack Kent Kunt Foundation does not try to dictate or determine where a student goes to college or university, and nor does the foundation try to dictate the student's course of study. Tell us about those flexibilities.
Yeah, we're very interesting in that, you know, we're not a business scholarship, we're not a medical scholarship. Our young scholars, you know, who are our youngest entry point, they go to different kinds of schools. They go to parochial schools, private schools, majority go to public schools, and we also have homeschooled students. So the students get assigned an educational advisor who really stays with them and helps them plan their curriculum. You know, these are high-performing students, so we just want to make sure that they have the resources available and we can scaffold that in different ways with the funding that we have. And at the college level, students can pursue any course of study. We help them craft their college list and really try to make sure that they are in a good place to graduate college without any debt. And that those are our priorities.
Now, Nora Lee, I'm sure you've had people say this. I ask this out of a sense of respect for the listener. I can predict your answer here, but there are some people listening to this saying, oh, come on, this is too good to be true. Where's the trick in all of this? Where is the linchpin? There's got to be more to it that you're not telling us. How do you respond to people? See, you're laughing. You've heard this before. How do you respond to the person who is kind of skeptical?
Right. And we have people who go through the process and certainly finalists and their families who are like, what's the catch? The catch is participation. You know, I mean, our motto is think big, work hard, achieve. And folks always ask me, who are you looking for? And, mm-hmm. you know, honestly, not every kid is going to get the scholarship, but it's a wonderful experience, wonderful pathway to start really instilling in your child the sense of dreams, right? Future dreams and goals. And the goal setting is a huge thing with our entire program because we want our students to work hard. We're not promising an easy ride. And just like Mr. Cook, you know, the best candidates and the students who ultimately do very well in our programs are those students who are itching to do more. They're looking to give back. They're going to do great things and they're not afraid to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. Nora Lee is the director of recruitment. We will get info on our website at myfaithradio.com where you can link to it directly. Nora, for the person listening live real time, tell us the foundation website.
Sure. It's www.jkcf.org.
JKCF.org, as in Jack Kent Cook Foundation.org. Log on and get the info. Nora Lee, thanks for what you do. Thanks for spending some time and delivering some very, very good news, very generous news. We look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks so much, Austin.
Good to be with you. It's now 45 past the hour. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.